This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. U.S. is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and lead U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists with those airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama said that Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with the Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming, and he did not stop working.
Mr. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century, likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago. He died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union environmental ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, the agreement would go into force. This is VOA News. Colombians vote in a referendum on Sunday on whether to ratify a historic peace accord in the 52-year war between the state and the communist FARC rebels. The accord will effectively end what is seen as the last major armed conflict in the Western Hemisphere. War has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions. Stakes are high. The Colombian government says it has no plan B if the voters reject the accord, but polls indicate it will pass by a wide margin. Daniela is a student. She says she plans to vote yes, and she says that they've gone through some difficult times, and she says it is important that they forgive one another. Colombians are sick of war, they say, even though many resent making concessions to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that is FARC, which some foreign powers have classed as a terrorist group. If asking Google how to register to vote translates to votes, the search giant has good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English has seen a 430% jump. That would suggest that Hispanics are likely to vote for Clinton. Poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, NBC, and Telemundo Foundation found that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival, Donald Trump, among likely Hispanic voters. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday when it crashed on the surface of that comet as planned. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slipped out of orbit, then collided with the icy surface of the comet known as 67P. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many, was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected, transmitted a final collection of data and photographs, including some close images of the comet's surface. Spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. The mission was considered the agency's most ambitious. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
hello again, my friend, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the show, we're going to celebrate a hometown hero from the city of Detroit, Michigan. Ron Carter, the master bassist, composer, band leader, and NEA jazz master, returned to his hometown. I suppose for many of us, the story is that we have to leave our original home to make our way in the world. And that is the story of the great bassist Ron Carter, born in the Detroit, Michigan area, but made his way to various parts of the world, most especially New York City, where he began playing with some of the greats of jazz history, like Miles Davis, and then becoming one of the greats himself. We'll investigate his story and hear lots of his wonderful music as we caught up with him at the 37th Detroit Jazz Festival over the Labor Day holiday weekend in the first weekend of September. Well, here we are in the first weekend of October, and it's time to celebrate a couple of birthdays of two of the greats of jazz today who just happen to be in the 70-year-old range. We'll celebrate Jean-Luc Ponty, the great violinist from France, who turned 74 on the 29th of September, and he made his way to the USA to follow his musical dreams, while Dave Holland, the great English-born bassist who came to America to work with Miles Davis years ago, certainly made his name as well. He turns 70 years old on the 1st of October. Let's celebrate him now and wish him a happy birthday with music from one of his recent projects. From the album and the group known as Prism, here's a song entitled Choir to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back. From his beautiful and brilliant investigation of the music of Africa with a host of great players based in Paris, that is Jean-Luc Ponty with Yeke Yeke from his album Chakola from a few years ago, and preceding that the song Choir from Dave Holland and the album and group known as Prism. Russ Davis here at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, the 37th edition of the world's largest free jazz festival. And who should I be sitting with but the great Ron Carter, Detroit's own and the artist in residence for this year. Ron, thanks for taking some time with us.
Kind of good to see you this morning.
Now, I'm telling you, they brought you home not to honor you, but to put you to work. 4 days of this festival, playing with a nonet, quartet, trio, and the great big band. I'm talking about putting you to work.
Well, they're getting their money's worth, I can assure you that. And the people who are my members of the groups who I bought for this 4 days, they've been as excited to be here as I am to have them here. And for me, it's an important view of the players who come from New York to play a festival in Detroit as a group of groups to kind of not just demonstrate their talent and their musicality, but to demonstrate to the audience their love of the music, in this case, my music. It's great for me.
View, you use the term view. We're on the 70th floor of a massive building in downtown Detroit, and from here we could almost see Ferndale, your hometown, just to the south of Detroit. And that's kind of a little bit of what I want to get to. I think of jazz festivals as a family reunion for musicians, and you've had almost a literal family reunion coming back home here, and even visiting Ferndale, I heard.
Yeah, well, yesterday we had a chance to go out early in the morning and visit the house that I was born in, and my elementary school that's still standing, and the streets are a little more tattered as 60 years have gone by or so, but it brought back some great memories.
And Ron Carter has created some beautiful musical memories over the years, like this one from one of his recent releases, Orfu. Here's the song Obrigado on Jazz America from VOA1. Thank you. That legendary pianist you just heard, Mr. Bud Powell, was born in Harlem, New York, on the 27th of September of 1924. We remember him fondly, one of the great bebop pianists from the 1958 release entitled Time Waits. That's Buster Rides Again from the great Bud Powell. I've got two more current pianists with decidedly different styles with brand new releases I'm going to play for you coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Alfred Kodua, and he writes to me, I'm listening from Ghana, and it's fun alone here in my car. I'm enjoying it. Stay blessed. Well, blessings on you, Alfred. Thank you for your kind message. I'm certainly glad you're enjoying the music. And I've got a couple of songs I want to dedicate to you and everybody listening in Ghana. If you like jazz piano, you're going to hear Fred Hirsch in an acoustic trio setting recorded live at the Village Vanguard, the famous jazz club on 6th Avenue in New York City. But first, here's the new music from another keyboard player who plays both acoustic and electric keyboards. His name is Robert Glasper. And here's his version of the Herbie Hancock classic, Tell Me a Bedtime Story, with a little electricity and some vocals added from his new release, Art Science, here on VOA's Jazz America. Once upon a time, a little girl I knew, but it has revived. Thank you.
So she saw her dream. Tell me a story.
Hirsch and his trio with a song that he composed with the most interesting title, Blackwing Palomino, from the new album, Sunday Night at the Vanguard. We took you to one of the most famous jazz clubs in the whole world, the Village Vanguard in West Village, New York City, here on VOA's Jazz America. And now it's time to take you once again to the Detroit Jazz Festival, where we had a chance to speak with the gentleman who served as the artist in residence with four major performances at the Detroit Jazz Festival, their hometown hero, Ron Carter.
Ron, thanks for taking some time with us.
Good to see you this morning.
I dare say there is no jazz festival that I know of that zeroes in on the local history, the local scene, the local musicians, any more than Detroit does. It really, truly is a Detroit, but also international jazz festival. You can tell that the people that are from Detroit, and especially the musicians, the artists in general, really love their city.
Well, I can't imagine any other city that has as many people from there who have contributed to the jazz community and still have a jazz festival for over 20 years that celebrates not just the history of jazz, but the history of the people who were responsible for that jazz from this town that's holding the festival. It's a great honor to the city and those people.
The folks listening around the world right now will not know the name of this institution I'm about to bring up, but anytime I've come to the Detroit Jazz Festival, I wish I had $1,000 for every time someone has said, Cass Tech. What a magical place. To me, it almost seems like Berkeley, Detroit. It's a music center for young students to learn about the music and music in general, and you attended Cass Tech. Give us some thoughts about that.
Well, I graduated this June of 1955.
All right.
I met several people last night at the VIP gathering up on next door, as a matter of fact. And we were comparing graduation years, and I told them all that unless they graduated in 1837, I was there before they were. But again, you know, the school, as we knew it back then, 1950s, it was equivalent to a junior college for high school.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have an audition to get in, and you had to have good grades, and all the things that are necessary for a college entry freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And they had auto mechanics, they had a great music program, they had a great art program, they had a great home ec program. In the old days, sewing was called home ec. Way before those events were part of a high school curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet these people who I am meeting nightly, who went to Cass and graduated in 1979 and 1990 and 2003, I kind of laugh at them because they're just like kids, man, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to imagine that I was way back there, and how many of us are my age group who were still running around trying to play some music. But again, it was just a preparation for the academic world, and in my case, in preparation for the music world, that was invaluable to me. We had harmony, we had theory, we had piano, we had chorus, we had opera, we had a symphony orchestra, had a marching band. Mm. Just all the things that had a word music attached to them, Cass Tech had them, and I was 15.
Wow. And now let's enjoy the music of Ron Carter from one of his two new releases. This one, a collaboration with his quartet and Brazilian vocalist and pianist Vitória Maldonado, from the album Brazil Like, L-I-K-E, meaning love, inspiration, knowledge, and energy, and with Randy Brecker on the flugelhorn. Here's the Cole Porter classic, Night and Day, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
That this longing for you follows wherever traffic's boom in the silence of my lonely room. I think of you day and night. Let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
And now here's Ron Carter in one of the most famous songs and sessions ever recorded, with Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and Tony Williams playing the trumpet, saxophone, piano, and drums. And of course, on bass and kicking off this famous song, Footprints, here's a 1966 recording from the album Miles Smiles.
Thank you.
Miles Smiles, the famous Miles Davis Quintet with Ron Carter on bass. More of our conversation with Ron Carter next hour. Stay tuned.